This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Las Vegas law enforcement say the Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside of a hotel there on New Year's Day was rented in Colorado. Authorities say they tracked the truck via surveillance cameras at charging stations between Colorado and Nevada. It was rented through Turo, an online app. The person inside the truck died when the truck exploded in the valet of the hotel. Six others were injured, but not seriously. It is unclear whether the explosion was connected to the attack in New Orleans early yesterday. 15 people died in that attack. Colorado voters chose to keep Democrats in control of the state legislature in this fall's election by a slightly smaller margin. Now, as lawmakers get ready to return to work, party leaders are reflecting on what that means. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
While a few seats flip to Republicans, Democrats note that they still lead state government by wide margins. Here's incoming Senate President James Coleman of Denver.
We've got polling and data that talks about Colorado's moving in the right direction. Our job is always to be proactive and counteract from policies we think are going to be harmful to the people of the state of Colorado.
And he also wants Colorado to share its best practices with the rest of the country, even as other areas move to the right. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The state's Attorney General, Phil Weiser, is the first big name to declare he is running for governor in 2026. He is likely to be one of many seeking to succeed incumbent Jared Polis. Weiser made his announcement just this morning. He is now halfway through his second term as Attorney General. A federal agency that collects and distributes economic data will soon cut Colorado out of its reports because of inaccurate data, which could have some consequences when those numbers feed into policy.
The way to think of it is this data set is the backbone of how the government understands what is happening in the economy and all that entails.
That is CPR Sarah Mulholland, and we'll hear more from her a little bit later in this hour. It's 8:06, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.